We're talking today with Dr. Clint Russ, the head of our Animal Science Department, Oklahoma State University's Division of Agriculture. And Dr. Russ, exciting time to be a part of the Animal Science Department at OSU. It's always been a great department, but it seems like the numbers continue to grow, a lot of new areas of emphasis. There's just a lot of good things going on.
Well, there are. And certainly, you know, from my standpoint, it starts with leadership at the top. And we're excited to have Dr. Tom Kuhn on board as our vice president and dean of agriculture. Been with us for about a year now and came to us from Michigan State. And above him, the provost, Dr. Sandifer, also new to Oklahoma State, came about a year ago as well. So all the way up to President Hargis, we just have excellent leadership. And so that makes our job in the trenches as department heads extra special when we know that we have support from those above us. And so I really enjoyed my 3 years here so far at Oklahoma State.
Animal Science is the largest department within the Division of Agriculture, one of the largest on campus, isn't it?
That's correct. You know, when I first came here, I was told that we were the largest department on campus, and there have been some folks that have argued those figures, and there are other departments in engineering that have a large number of students as well. But within the division, we are the largest department, and looks like we're on tap for an even larger group this fall. We've already admitted 230-some freshmen and about 88 transfer students, so a large incoming class coming this fall.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the, the makeup of that set of majors that are within your department. I know that you've got a lot of different options if students can pursue.
We do have a large number of options, and of course, we need some young men and women going back to the farm to be involved in production agriculture. But by far and away, our largest option are the students coming in to be veterinarians. The pre-vet option. They told us the other day about 82% of our incoming freshmen this year have enrolled in the pre-vet option. So a large percentage. And we have a very good track record. Between 30 and 40 of the students who get into the Oklahoma State University Veterinary Department, about 30 to 40 of those are from our department. And they take 80-some each year. So we've done very well getting students into vet school.
I know that you're continuing to evolve as far as, you know, the services that you're trying to do, not for just for students, but for the state of Oklahoma, for the agricultural livestock producers of our state. You're really reaching out and picking up on some new themes within the Animal Science Department.
Well, I think that's true across the country. Those departments that want to be relevant have to change with the times, and we've tried to do that as well. We have a sustainability specialist in Dr. Place. We hired our first food safety specialist in Dr. Dadeja, who started in January. And thanks, a shout-out to Heather Buckmaster and the Oklahoma Beef Council. They've provided the Temple Grand and Endowed Chair in Animal Well-Being. And so that's also an area that we are working on. A number of those areas that are very, very important to our department. We were also able in January to hire a forage specialist. We'd had one in the past, been several years without a forage specialist, and of course this year with all the rain, forage is back on the radar screen, and certainly in a state that has so many beef cows, and that forage is essential, and so we need somebody who can help producers in that area.
I know that research is one of the areas that you're responsible for, and you have oversight of your team, your faculty team, and the folks that are their support. You've had some really exciting grants that have been, you know, OSU and the Animal Science Department has been a part of.
That's true, Ron. And one of the largest grants, a $1 million grant that Dr. Megan Rolfe is the PI on, the primary investigator. She does an excellent job, and she's doing a study at our Willard Sparks Beef Cattle Research Center in our InstanTech facility, where we're able to measure individual animal intake not only in terms of feed but also in terms of water. And the grant that she received is a grant that will look at the genetics of water intake. Are there lines of cattle who will gain equally well with their counterparts but drink less water, or potentially are there lines of cattle that drink less water and perform better than their counterparts? So that's a 5-year study that she's working on along with other colleagues in our department.
And I know, you know, when you think about these type of areas, the work on sustainability, the work on climate change, and as it relates to the water study, all these things really reflect the demands of what's going on out in animal agriculture today.
That's absolutely true. Those are demands from the producers. We try to be relevant and very involved with the producers across the state of Oklahoma. And these are areas that they're interested in and that they need to be on top of in terms of the profitability of their operations and the efficiency in their operations. So we're trying to have faculty doing research, cutting-edge research, that will help the producers of the state of Oklahoma.
And finally, I guess that extension component that you've got folks that have got extension credentials within the animal science department, and they do interact with the producer.
They absolutely do, and the extension area has changed a lot since the days when you and I remember Hank Kimball on Green Acres going out and helping the producers. Producers still need help, but in a different way, and so a lot of that today has to do with technology and how we're able to reach out to them. As I was loading up this morning to come to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention, our extension folks were loading up and going down to set up their booth. And so they will be there and be visible. But Dr. Rolfe, for instance, that I just mentioned, her primary responsibility is in beef cattle extension. She happens to be doing a research project and brought in a large grant. So she's actually working in both of those areas. But with her extension component, she'll be able to take that information out and relate it to the producers and put it in terms that will be beneficial to them and hopefully helpful to their bottom line.
Where do you want to see the department go? In other words, as you've kind of cast a little bit of a vision with these new hires and everything else, where is animal science going at OSU?
Oklahoma State University Animal Science has been a strong program for many, many years, a rich culture and a lot of tradition established by previous leaders and previous faculty members. It's the easiest place I've ever worked in terms of recruiting students. We were just at the National Junior Angus Show last week in Tulsa, Oklahoma. 2 weeks prior, the National Junior Limousine Show was in Tulsa. And it was easy to walk up and talk to students from Oregon, from Virginia, from other states that are interested in coming to Oklahoma State. Part of that is because they know folks who have gotten along well there, other students, maybe their friends who are currently students or who have graduated, had a good experience. We think it's extremely important to provide hands-on learning. Mm-hmm. Animal units are costly, but we think they're very important, and our animal units have had a rich history at Oklahoma State. We've tried to maintain purebred livestock at many of our livestock units, and the students have an opportunity to come and work with high-quality animals. Today, the need for those units, I think, is greater than it's ever been. It was important when I was in school in the 70s, but today we have many students who come to us who don't have a production ag background, but they want to be involved in agriculture. And so we need to have the animals to provide the hands-on training, and I think that will continue to help set our department apart.
One last thing. You mentioned to me the other night, bragging a little bit. If it's a fact, it's not bragging. The meat science team has done exceptionally well.
They have. Our judging teams at Oklahoma State have had a rich history as well. And our meat science team was invited this year to participate in the contest, international meat judging contest in Australia. And we were able to take a team that will be our senior team this fall, and they actually won the contest. They had the high individual. A young lady named Chandler Steele was a high individual. A young man named Casey Barnes did extremely well and won two of the divisions. So our meat judging team is doing exceptionally well. And just a week ago at the National Animal Science Meetings, a group of young ladies, four young ladies from our department, won the National Quadrathlon competition. So that's a combination of events, kind of like winning the decathlon in track and field. They won a competition where they had to compete in a quiz bowl and take a written test and do an oral presentation. And so we're extremely proud of those young ladies for winning the National Quadrathlon competition.
This is all just about, you know, representing OSU, but at the same time, advancing themselves to be better prepared to go out in the world.
Absolutely. And those young ladies, those four young ladies will each, one of them is going to Kansas State University to work on a master's degree. And another one comes from an extremely strong dairy family here in southwest Oklahoma. Those young ladies are just outstanding. One of the young ladies in that group was the outstanding senior in the division this year. So just a great combination and a tribute to not only our department, but to Oklahoma State University.